this experience of horror, which surprised me. Inside, I did not feel what others seemed to see. I was found guilty and sentenced to 16 months in federal prison. My two co-defendants received 12-month sentences and chose to remain free pending appeals, while I chose to go into prison and get it over. I had learned how to live life on life's terms and not my own. From somewhere back in my high school days, I remembered a poem that says something to the effect of, "Cowards die 1,000 deaths, a brave man only once," and I wanted to do what had to be done. I was terrified of walking into prison, but told my children that I could not come out the back door until I walked through the front. I remembered that courage was not the absence of fear, it was the ability to continue in the face of it. On the day I entered prison, 9 of my fellow pilots began making our family's house payments, which they did for nearly 4 years. After my release from prison, I made 4 attempts to get them to let us take over, and they refused each time. So many came to help us from places we could never have imagined. I served 424 days in the federal prison system. I started an AA meeting in prison, which was opposed by the prison administration, and they hassled us weekly as we came together to meet. The weekly meeting was a quiet oasis in the desert, a few moments of serenity in a prison full of bedlam. My prison term was followed by 3 years of probation, which restricted my travel and had 13 other conditions. Upon release from prison, no longer a pilot, I returned to the same treatment center where